This is Al Simpson. With the deficit soaring right out of sight, Congress still shovels out the dough for the old helium program. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the last time the U.S. maintained a fleet of helium blimps was in World War I. So why is it that Congress continues to pump nearly $700 million into the helium fund even today? Ted, this mostly forgotten helium scheme belongs in a museum somewhere, half as art form and half as a decrepit reminder of how once a government program, always a government program madness goes on longer than it ever should have. Ted, with this and other useless programs only adding to the $400 billion deficit, how come you Democrats never think of cutting programs like the Helium Fund? We haven't used these helium reserves for over 70 years. And Ted, with hundreds of you Democrats in Congress, we have more than enough hot air to propel blimps around the world for the next 70 years and well beyond. A little lightheaded there, eh, Ted?
Al, you've got the facts wrong as usual, but you're onto something. Stockpiling helium was the 1920s equivalent of Star Wars. Governments feared that world wars of the future would be waged with armadas of blimps requiring vast supplies of helium. The 1950s brought another helium scare. It turned out that helium had space-age use, too, especially in rocket engines and in supercooling materials to very low temperatures. Again, experts feared that supplies would run out. And a 1960 law got the government deeper into the business of extracting, storing, and selling helium. Each time, the experts were wrong. They grossly overestimated future demand for helium and available supplies. You didn't even mention the vast helium field at Riley Ridge in Wyoming. It can supply federal needs for hundreds of years. Helium is one business, Al, where Uncle Sam has no business doing business. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.